This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Patra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, yesterday the markets recovered to end largely in the green, so the Nifty ended above 20,100. The Nifty Bank snapped its four-day gaining streak, but the mid-cap rally continued, hitting record highs for the mid-caps, ending higher for the 20th session straight. Now, in terms of the flow picture, FII's net bought a hefty 8,147 odd crores. DII's net sold around 780 odd crores. Remember that the flow picture might have been impacted because of the MSCI rebalancing, which came into effect yesterday. Now, the big cue is domestic. The macros are extremely supportive. We had the Q2 FY24 GDP data, which was much higher than estimates at around 7.6% versus our poll of around 7.03%. The GDP growth now stands at 7.6% versus 6.2% on a year-on-year basis and versus 7.8% sequentially. The core sector data also came in strong at 12.1% versus 9.2% on a month-on-month basis. Fiscal deficit for the month of October came in lower on a year-on-year basis, which is also a positive. Now, in terms of the global markets, that too is supportive. The US markets ended higher. We had the Dow, which hit a new high for the year. We have oil prices, no surprises there, which is still hovering at around $82 per barrel. Asia, which is largely weak, and the GIFT Nifty, which is indicating a positive start. Now, in terms of other cues, we had the exit polls last evening. The election results will be out on Sunday, which will probably determine a more firm reaction come Monday. We have auto sales for the month of November, which is a high frequency indicator, which will probably corroborate a lot of what we are seeing in terms of the GDP data, especially manufacturing. The global manufacturing PMI for India will be out today. Banking sector business momentum as well. And Flare Writing is going to list. Remember, that particular IPO was subscribed 46.68 times. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.